All this week, we have been taking a look at the work of the East Bay nonprofit, Ahimsa Collective, which promotes empathy and nonviolence by bringing survivors of crime together with people who have committed those crimes. In part four of our series, Kathy Novak explores why survivors choose to take part in the program. A warning, this report contains references to violence, which may be triggering for some listeners.
We're going straight.
We're hiking in the Santa Cruz Mountains with a group of crime survivors. They came here to spend time together at a retreat before going inside Soledad State Prison to share their painful experiences with people who committed violent crimes. It's something these survivors all do for their own reasons.
I get to talk about Emily. I get to talk about love.
I just want to be a part of healing. I want to help people heal. I want to heal myself.
And hearing the survivors' stories, the incarcerated men learned their own lessons.
They took their grief and something good came out of it. And we could do the same. You're trying to show us. And there's a lot of healing going on.
For people living with the trauma of crime, this approach is not for everyone. Far from it. Patricia Wenskunis is based in Southern California, and she's also a survivor of violence.
On April 4th of 2002, my personal trainer came into my home, drugged me, wrapped my face and head in saran wrap, beat me black and blue, screaming that he was going to kill me and my 12-year-old son at the time.
For all of that, he served about 120 days. And when I tell her about the work of the Empathize program, she doesn't like the sound of it.
I don't like it at all. And I feel as if we're setting victims up to be re-victimized to a certain degree or to trigger their trauma and their past, to be honest with you.
She founded the nonprofit Crime Survivors to offer support and advocacy for people like her. And she can relate to those who choose to forgive the people who harmed them as part of letting go of the fear, pain, and anger.
For me, I forgave him. I forgave other people that victimized me. That doesn't mean I'm going to sit down and have lunch with them. Doesn't mean I want to meet with them because I don't want to be anywhere near them.
Hi, nice to meet you. I'm Patty.
Earlier in this series, inside Soledad State Prison, we met Patty O'Reilly, whose husband Danny was killed by a drunk driver.
I hated him. Thought he should be locked up forever.
As she tried to process what had happened, she looked up the origins of the word vengeance.
The ancient Greek meaning of vengeance was the full application of justice, nothing more and nothing less.
Eventually, Patty decided to take a big step, a victim-offender dialogue. It's an option for people in her position. Only victims and survivors can request one, and forgiveness is not a requirement. The Ahimsa Collective worked with the Department of Corrections and Rehabilitation to set it up, and Patty met the man who had killed her husband. She brought albums of family photos, told him about the harm he had caused and the children he had left without a father.
To me, doing the dialogue was, that was my vengeance. Because that was the full application of justice. 2.5 years after, so I was still full on crying all the time. For him to have to sit there across the table from me, that was justice.
But for Patricia Wenskunis,
I don't know exactly what justice is. I do know it's more than 120 days.
Many people would agree on that front.
Who's to say that the man who harmed this lady and got out after 120 days, that he won't do it again? Because he hasn't worked on it. He probably don't understand why he did it in the first place. And so the first thing that comes up to trigger him, the chances is he might do it again. But this time, he may even take a person's life.
That is something that Craig learned while he was serving a 36-year sentence of his own for violent crime. We'll hear more about his experience in the final part of this series. Kathy Novak, KCBS.